Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
92201.
Thank you for the information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
The account's under Rodney Boone. We need to know what he's getting charged for.
May I ask what your relationship is to Mr. Boone?
He's my father, and I'm responsible for him.
Okay, can you go ahead and verify the address for me, please?
49811 Beatty Street, B-E-A-T-T-Y, in Indio, California, 92201.
Okay, thank you for that information. I see that he purchased a fitness watch and some ear pods.
Oh, my God, Dad, that's your fitness watch and your ear pods, so you're still getting charged for that.
No, it's just a one-time charge.
The $59.97?
Yeah, he won't get charged anything else. It's not a monthly subscription.
So, what I see is in January, and he didn't get anything in January.
That's the full retail price of the watch. He purchased it for just the shipping cost of $5.97. He got to try it out for 14 days. Due to him not canceling before his 14-day trial period was up, it charged him $59.97.
So, Dad, you paid $59.97 for that watch. It's that watch that you got that you wanted to keep. It's the $5.97 was for shipping only. And if you didn't return it within 14 days, then you got charged $60 for it.
You're kidding.
No. I'm sure it was on the... Okay, so is there any way for him to return it to get a refund? He can't afford all this stuff. He hasn't even used it. He doesn't even know what it is.
Bear with me for one moment.
Okay.
I'm trying to overlook his account.
Where's your watch, Dad? Where's that watch that you got? And the ear pods are still sitting in the box, too.
Okay. Now, the watch is a very great watch. It's able to keep up with his heart rate, his daily steps, and also able to connect to his phone. Now, what I can do is issue him a one...
He doesn't know how to use his phone. No, that's not it, Dad.
What I can do is issue him a one-time courtesy fee. That's a 35% refund on that $59 charge.
Okay. Yeah, he's 84 years old. What's he going to do with a fit watch? He can't even walk.
Okay, with the 35% refund, I can refund $20.98.
And then otherwise I can ship it back if I can find it somewhere. I don't know where he put it. What do I do? If I ship it back? Oh, I wonder if I shipped it back. I'm trying to think if I shipped it back.
You'll have to pay the shipping for it.
Oh, so that's going to be... Okay, Dale, just do the refund then.
Okay. I'll be refunding $20.98 back into the account. And he'll receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
Can you send me a quick email on this or not?
Yes, ma'am. You'll receive an email also. One moment.
And what's the email address?
The email we have on file is 1011pilot.
No, it's an L. It's an L.
L. Sorry. Yeah, I see the L.
Yeah.
L1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One moment. I'm just going to notate on the account.
Did you put it in your bedroom, Dad, in the drawer?
I don't think so.
That's not it. It's got to be in your bedroom somewhere, in your bedroom drawer, rat hold.
Okay. Now, I went ahead and refunded the $20.98. Now, the watch is still his to keep. You don't have to return it. I also sent an email to the email address about the account being canceled along with the refund, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. He didn't even have it anymore. He must have thrown it away. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.